Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever role you play in your business, you know that printing plays an equal or greater role because that's how you get your message to your customer. So whatever it is you do for your business, printing works just as hard as you do. Let Pip Printing and Signs do that work for you. Let them get the message of your business out to your customers, and when they come to your front door, then they get to show you that, hey, we heard the message, we saw the signs, and we're going to get back with you guys, and we're going to give you our business going forward. That's the difference that Pip Printing and Signs gives to you. 30 years of experience here in Mississippi. Call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell them you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Give your business to Pip Printing and Signs. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And you certainly are going to be looking for it. You want those new logos? You get them at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. I enjoyed a fantastic dinner Thursday night at Restaurant Tyler. Could not have been better. Introduced a friend to the stuffed pancakes. He was very pleased. And just a great time and a great meal, great service. Everybody in there having a nice time, and you will be too. When you're in Starkville, if you're eating lunch, if you're eating dinner, if you're going to grab Sunday brunch, the place to go is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you those locations, where they're at, who's near you. But more importantly, they're going to show you how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you plan for the future. Now more than ever, it's important to be able to have a relationship with your local bank. You don't want to be on the phone forever when you have questions about your money. You want to be able to talk to people and get answers. You get that with Priority One. That's the difference in service that you can expect with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Florida 45, Mississippi State 28. Another awful game for Mississippi State. Another horrible loss, and then the loss was piled up even after the final whistle with the announcement late Saturday night that starting quarterback Blake Shapen has suffered a season-ending injury to his shoulder. And so Mississippi State will be going forward with a true freshman quarterback, Michael Van Buren, who is evidently, and we'll have to ask about this at Monday's press conference, has taken that backup job from Chris Parson. Another tough day for the Maroon and White in what is looking to be a season full of them. You know what? Why all the pretense? Why all the pomp and circumstance? Just tell us, Falk.
Well. The Steelers were incredible.
I'm just hearing the opening whispers that football may need to be canceled. I'm just saying.
College football.
Well, pro football might be in trouble too.
Did you see Justin Fields on Sunday? That was so much fun. The offense, they kneeled the ball on the 1 yard line with a chance to score the 27th point of the game. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The offense looked incredible. Yeah. Defense was fantastic. Mm. Best defense I've seen since Ryan Shazier was roaming the linebacker room for them.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the Saints? What do they look like? JT Gray had a big play.
I wanted to do this podcast much later in the evening, and I moved it up for you, and this is my thanks.
Well, I'm trying to take your mind off of what we watched.
By doing this. This is, I feel better now. Is that what you're trying to say?
How are we going to do this for 10 weeks? I don't know what we're going to do. This is, Brian, this is going to be the hardest we have worked in our professional lives, I think. because we're going to have to squeeze everything possible out of the next 10 weeks content-wise, and I don't know how we're going to do it. I really don't. I might have to continue to stand in front of sprinklers like I did yesterday just for some kind of entertainment for these people. I don't know, in a few weeks, I don't know how many people to expect inside Davis Wade Stadium. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's there's only so much you can do at this point to keep this fan base invested, because this is about to be horrific, absolutely horrific. What we saw again Saturday defensively was just despicable. The fact that Mississippi State is in this position on the defensive side of the ball is just unbelievable. And we talked preseason about this. Like, we talked about, as long as this offense is exciting and fun and is scoring a lot of points, I don't think people were going to talk about the defense. The problem is the offense is not fun and exciting and scoring a lot of points. Mm-hmm. They've been solid in the second half of football games. But the first half, you're not doing what you need to do to stay in these games. And that's the problem. The defense is just, I don't even know what to say about it, because they're so poorly coached. They did an awful job trying to put this roster together in the offseason, and they've done a very bad job of in-game adjustments and game planning. I'm sure everybody's seen that video. I don't even know who the guy was, but props to him for kind of bringing light to it. But the plays he was showing, how Mississippi State was lining up formationally, it was just embarrassing. Like, they were loading up on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage that was loaded up on. Mm-hmm. And everybody was running to the opposite side of where the ball was going. Like, I can't even blame, like, players at this point, I don't think. And last week it was, I don't think you can scheme it up. Well, the scheme yesterday was god-awful. And I just don't know, apart from just major changes in the offseason, I don't know what direction that they can go to make this better. So everything that could possibly gone wrong has pretty much gone wrong for Mississippi State. They're now down to a true freshman quarterback, which is kind of what you fear preseason as worst case scenario for this offense. We talked all preseason if Blake Shapen can stay healthy, and people were saying he hadn't been injured that often, but he has. He was banged up a lot at Baylor. And this was a fear coming in. Could he stay healthy? We talked about it plenty. He couldn't. Couldn't stay healthy. You and I saw the hit, and immediately both of us said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
He got up, but it didn't look good at the time, and he ran the rest of the possession and wasn't able to return. So it's Michael Van Buren time, and if I'm Jeff Lebby, it's fresh faces time. I'm putting people out there that – want to play, guys that we can develop for the future, things like that. If I'm Jeff Lebby, that's what I'm doing, because you have absolutely nothing to lose now, and you're a 34-point underdog. 36-point underdog to Texas. Mm-hmm. I never in my life my life since 2008 expected Mississippi State to be in this position, but they're here.
That's where they are, and there's no getting out of it at this point. And that's why, you know,
this is the do you see the red dragon?
Yeah.
The Hannibal Lecter thing. Yeah. Those are the red dragon. Do you see? Do you see?
Yeah.
We are all being forced to watch this. They're going to staple our eyelids to our heads.
Clockwork Orange style. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to have to watch the rest of this season.
Yeah.
With gritted teeth and tears in our eyes, apparently. So, this is hell.
Yeah.
We have arrived.
Yes. Yeah. You've seen our event horizon?
It's quite hot.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to have to be. So, it is what it is. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It is cookout season. It is football season. I hope you're cooking out this weekend. And if you're headed to Texas, well, the beef is plentiful there. And also, if you're headed to Texas, we salute you because you have a tolerance for pain unlike many others. Enjoy it.
For those about to suffer, we salute you.
Yeah. Enjoy it and enjoy beef this weekend on the grill. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council.
If you got to sit through that this weekend, at least go get you a nice brisket.
Go see Franklin's. Go to La Barbecue. Go to Leroy and Lewis. Do something. It is what it is. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find smoked Southern soul food. It is the place to enjoy a great meal each and every time you're in Starkville. Great people there. The food is fantastic. Plus, if you're hosting a recruiting visit and a restaurant you're at runs out of wings, you can go to Two Brothers and get wings. I don't know if you knew that or not, Robbie.
Yes.
That's a true story, though, that you can do that. So, why don't you head over to Two Brothers and enjoy. Their smoked wings are the best I've ever had. They're fantastic. And, of course, if you're in the mood for something different, you can always try out the Older Brother and grab you a fancy sandwich. I'll be eating at the Older Brother on Tuesday, Robbie. I got some friends in town. We're going to grab some lunch. We're going to take them to the Older Brother and let them get a taste of a delicious, fancy sandwich. Looking forward to that. I look forward to every trip to Two Brothers and to the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it for 50 years. 50. 50.
50.
There you go. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need any kind of service, well, then you just call them back and you just talk to them and you say, hey, remember that thing you sold me? Well, I'm having a little bit of a problem with it. And then they say something like, oh, well, that's no problem at all. We'll be there later today. We'll be there first thing in the morning. What they don't do is put you on hold for 45 minutes. What they don't do is tell you, okay, we'll get somebody out there in about a week to 10. None of that. That's the difference that Advantage Business Systems gives you. Service, service, service. So give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. Maroon & Co., if you are in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to go. They have got the gear you're looking for. They've got gear that nobody else has. You saw the awesome new line from the Bulldog Initiative with the interlocking 98 logo on there. Everybody's going to want that. Maroon & Co. is the only place that's going to have it. Plus, you're supporting the Bulldog Initiative when you make those purchases. Use our promo code THUNDER15. Let me go and tell you guys, the Bulldog Initiative stuff does not get used this code. That's one of the exclusions I talk about. But 15% off with THUNDER15 online or in-store, regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games this fall, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Robbie, the things that are true have always been a nitpicky thing, right? Very nitpicky for the most part, right? You can't nitpick this team, right? The problems are big.
Yeah.
So that's why this week, these are things that are true. There's only six of them. And, of course, they are brought to you by the good folks over at Bell Building Supply, your platinum big green egg dealer. Guys, football season's not going to be enjoyable. So you might as well enjoy the tailgating and cook it out this fall. You can do it the best way with a big green egg. Just pulled a pork butt off my big green egg before I left the house today. That thing was about to fall apart.
You got it figured out?
I got it figured out.
Okay.
The first cook was a little bit of a more troubleshooting than anything else. But since then, I figured it out, and now...
Have you done it more than once? Like, have you...
This is my third cook.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you do the second time?
I did a pork loin.
Gotcha.
And it was good. And it was easy. And I'm telling you, it just makes it so easy. It really is just like... It's like having a pellet grill where you just sort of turn the knob and it's on.
Yeah.
But I still have that. I'm still cooking. You know, I'm still just still charcoal and I'm maintaining the heat and
AI isn't taking care of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not letting the machine do the cooking for me. So it feels like a machine though, because it's just so simple to use. And look, if you're already a big green egg dealer or a big green egg owner, I'm sorry, but you need some accessories, you need charcoal, you need whatever, they've got that at Bell Building Supply. Right there on Lampkin Street. Been there forever here in Starkville. It's a great place to go check out. Friendly service. And if you need a new big green egg, you know, we have to talk about car dealerships. Let's put you in a new Cadillac. Let's put you in a new Toyota. The guys at Bell Building Supply want to put you in a new big green egg. Go check them out. Bell Building Supply, sponsor of these are the things that are true. Six of them.
Oh, good.
Keep it simple today. We're going to simplify. Number one. This is going to be the hardest one we've ever done. This is the hardest one I've ever said. There is no hope to be had this year.
Zero.
There's no late upset coming
to
look forward to. There's no, they're just going to continue to get better and better each week. There's none of that. this just is what it is at this point. This is going to be the hardest football season in Starkville since probably Rocky Felker's Tekken tenure. You have a legitimate chance for it to be 1-11. There's a legitimate chance that UMass could win that game. 88. You were how
born.
Old?
One born,
yeah. I would have been 12. It was a long time ago, and I never thought I'd see it again. Even the Croom and the Jackie bad years, you know.
In 04, they had a top 25 win. They beat Florida.
That's my point. Like they found some wins.
05, they beat Ole Miss.
There was always, you know, they were competitive too in a lot of those games. You know, they took a couple of whippings, but for the most part, week in and week out, they just weren't good enough. Right?
They were tough.
Yeah.
I mean, this team is just getting steamrolled on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
And this is tough. This is really it's tough for fans, 100%, because a lot of people want to support this team.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, like, a lot of people have tried to rally the troops over the last week, but it's gonna put a strain on these people.
It is, absolutely.
Who wants to spend that kind of money to come?
We're
going to
talk about that.
And then for us, I mean, we've got to wake up every day.
We're going to talk about that.
What's the point of me even saying anything then? Every time I say something, we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about it. I got it. I already got it written down. I'm just telling you.
You need to run these things by me before we start.
You don't run Tell 'Em Vault by me.
I just ramble for like 5 minutes, and you're looking at Twitter.
All I want from you is just to agree. You're right, Brian.
You're just looking at Twitter while I'm doing Tell 'Em Vault. You don't care what I say, and then you come back and say the exact same stuff that I say.
Just is what it is this year. Well, let's not have division.
Why don't you
here.
Just shut up?
All right, calm down. Number two, if you go back to media days,
I wish we could go back to media days.
I know, right?
It was a fun trip.
That was in Tech. We had brisket.
Oof. Terry Black.
Oh man, so good. One of the things we asked Jeff Lebby this on Sports Talk, and I think it's been asked since then. Like, you know, how do you define success in your first season? And he said, I just want state fans. I want fans to know they've got the right guy at the end of the season. That will not be possible.
Mm-mm.
You cannot possibly go 2-10, 1-11, and say, well, it's a tough year, but we got the right guy in place. I promise you that at the end of his first season at Arkansas, they weren't looking around going, with Chad Morris, we got the right guy.
Yeah.
I promise you that with Sylvester Croom, I wasn't going, we got the right guy at the end of that season. Hell, I wasn't saying that with Joe Moorhead at the end of an 8-5 season. I wasn't sure that we had the right guy. So if that's how Jeff Lebby defines success in year one, this is going to be an unsuccessful season for Jeff Lebby.
The hope is this is maybe like kind of like Kentucky. And I saw
that comparison.
I was thinking about that yesterday too, like just during the game, when I'm looking into space and contemplating life.
Yeah.
One of my thoughts was, you know, because first thing that comes to mind whenever you're seeing Mississippi State, you know, on the verge of losing to Florida is they're not going to win another SEC game for sure. And then UMass, maybe you'll have enough talent to win that game and just a home and all that stuff. So 2-10 is what you're looking at. I think Kentucky was 2-10 year one with Mark Stoops.
They were.
And then they had back-to-back five-win seasons.
Correct.
That's a possibility for Mississippi State. Hopefully, you're better than that in year three with Lebby, but, you know, Mark Stoops has developed well. Mm-hmm. That's kind of your, to me, Kentucky is kind of what you're shooting for at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He's recruited really well there, probably better than they ever recruited at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They develop guys, they got NFL talent. Mississippi State can get to what Kentucky is now.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Lebby can get there. And I think there's some comparisons there outside of the fact that Stoops is a defensive guy and Lebby's an offensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can even shoot higher than that. But the hope is you have that kind of timeline with Mark Stoops. You know, 2-10, he was better, significantly better in year 2 and 3, even though the records weren't that much better. Because next year the schedule is – it might be harder than this year, but you can go out there and you can get portal talent that can fix some of your issues, and you can be much more competitive next year. And maybe you only win 5 games. I think people, if they see that evidence that this team's getting better and better. I think people are good with it. But you're exactly right. That's another thing I was thinking about yesterday is just I don't think there's any way – because they're going to get so beat down in these games. How do you keep the faith?
Yeah.
You're going to get destroyed by Texas, Georgia, A&M, all these SEC games. Even Arkansas looks like a team that's probably going to, you know, handle that game.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get so beat down mentally and physically, and, you know, all these injuries are piling up. I don't see there being a path for this being a year where you look at it and say, okay, like 2009, you get a win late in the year against Ole Miss. I don't see that.
Even before that game against Ole Miss, I think State fans were like, we got the right guy.
Yeah.
It's just been a tough year. You know, that's not going to happen this year. You know, he will go into next year with fans just like, I don't know about this guy. I'll be honest, he might not make it this season. It could very well happen.
Yeah.
Number three.
But I know this. I don't think anybody has faith. I mean, you might have faith in Jeff Libby. I don't think anybody has faith in Coleman Hutzler
None.
At this point.
Zero to be had.
You shouldn't.
So let's talk about that right now. 2003. In 2003, State was terrible in defense.
Ron they Cooper, baby.
They had some talent on that defense. They had some good. I mean, Tommy Kelly played almost a decade in the NFL.
Quentin Culberson
was out there.
Sean Birdsong?
Yeah. I mean, you had a few guys.
Yeah.
You had a few guys. But they just didn't give a crap.
Yeah.
They just didn't care. 2016 had some talent as well. They were just poorly coached, right? But, I mean, you had...
Jeff Simmons was on that defense.
Yeah, Jeff Simmons. Yeah, Jonathan Calvin, Richie Brown.
A.J. Jefferson.
Yeah, A.J. Jefferson. Yeah, you had some
guys. That was a crew.
They could play. They're just poorly coached. This is worse because you have no coaching and you have no talent. I mean, tell me there's a guy on this defense that can play in the NFL. Yeah.
Maybe Isaac Smith.
Maybe.
We'll see on Kelly Jones. He had a bad game yesterday. He's got the talent.
He had a bad game. My X Factor.
Yeah.
Bryce Pollock, that double move, he sold him a Lunchable.
Again, though.
I couldn't believe how bad he got beat.
Like, we keep talking about Travion Williams. Like, I could.
It's just not there.
But you know what's going to happen with him? He's going to have one good year.
Yeah.
Next year, he's going to be good enough.
Will he be at Mississippi State?
I don't know. But it's going to be good enough to where, like, he gets to the NFL, and then it's going to click.
Yeah.
That's what I'm expecting from him.
This is, in my opinion, of watching Mississippi State football over a 48-year lifespan. As far back as I can remember, I can ever remember being this bad defensively. And it's just complicated by the coaching. Again, Robbie mentioned it. If you haven't seen it already, find this video that's going around. It's on message boards of State's defense where there is literally nobody lined up for Mississippi State. There's one guy on the right side of the field. So you got center, guard, tackle, tight end. There's one guy there. The offensive guard fires out to block. He's 10, 12 yards down the field before he runs into another Mississippi State player.
This is Carter B. Carter B. Carter the Power?
Yeah.
I have no clue who he is, but it was a good breakdown. It was a really good breakdown. This is so sad.
It is,
man.
Unbelievable that's what State's putting out there defensively.
That they've never had. You can argue like maybe there were some worse defenses, just like talent wise.
Yeah,
but the numbers, the numbers are just going to be astronomically bad.
I saw Hutzler yesterday. I don't know if I was walking back to my car. And I ran into Paul, and we were talking, and Hutzler starts walking up behind us, and I'm just like, hey, coach. And he says hello, and he just keeps walking, and I'm just like, what is that guy thinking right now? You know, I'd like to be in his brain, because he can't be happy, and he knows this is on him, and at the same time, he knows he doesn't have the players. I don't know. I don't know what to do, man. I just know that there's no way that the day after the Egg Bowl, that most of this defensive staff's not gone.
Yeah.
They got to. If they're not, then what that tells me is that Jeff Lebby's not going to win here.
Yeah. It's got to be one of those things where Jeff Lebby sees like Dan Mullen did. Like, mm-hmm. Go back to Dan Mullen, like what he did in 2009. Like,
yeah.
He saw Carl Torbush was going to be a bad hire,
mm-hmm.
if he, you know, he kept going. He was going to tank that defense. Got rid of him, brought in Manny Diaz, who was a young, energetic, like rising coach that they had seen.
Yeah.
That year in 2009. You got to go. I mean, why was that not done anyway? You can't tell me that they couldn't go out there and get a sitting group of five defensive coordinator that was making $500,000 and convince him to come coach the SEC.
They could have gotten a proven guy. They could have.
I think this was a hire based on this is I know this guy and he's been in the SEC, but in the future,
maybe
for these positions, especially for a first time head coach, you got to get somebody.
Maybe his reputation as a recruiter played a role in it.
Wanted to do is the recruiting piece.
But at the same time, when you coach at Alabama, it's a lot easier to recruit. Now, I will say this. Hutzler has done a decent job in recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, getting linebacker. State's linebacker class is really good.
And the 2026 class, he's made some good headway.
Right.
But I would sacrifice a little bit of that to have a guy.
I don't know that he would go for it, but it's sort of what State did with Chris Wilson, where you fire Barnes, the safeties coach, who's also the co-coordinator. You bring in another guy as the co-coordinator, and you let Hutzler keep his title, but the new guy is the play caller.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hutzler would go for that.
If he's down with that and he wants to be
outside linebacker's
coach or something, and he's recruiting for you, I don't know if I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like the linebackers are well-coached either.
No.
So I'm just not impressed right now. There's nothing about it that's impressive.
You shouldn't be. Let's see here. Number four. Robbie, I'm going to make you agree to this here. All right? We will not blame any fans who say, I am not coming to the game. We will not do it this year. We will not fan shame. If we show up at Davis-Wade Stadium on October 19th and there's 15,000 people in there, Robbie just said it a second ago. It's expensive to come to these games. Even if you don't get a hotel, even if you just drive up and drive back, filling up your gas tank twice is. I mean, if you drive a big SUV, it's $100 right there. You got to eat. That's a couple hundred with a family. You know, mom and the kids are going to want to buy some souvenirs and some memorabilia or something. That costs money. Tickets are expensive. And then on top of that, we need you to pay for the players too.
Yeah,
I get it.
I get it, but at the same time, I feel like we're doubling down on like encouraging people not to.
I'm going to tell you. This is how I'm
because
gonna
it's
say.
Still I like
it's important.
I want to reiterate: it is massively important that Mississippi State fans, if you want this program to get out of this, still support.
You have to support the program.
You are right though. Like it's hard to.
I can't. Yeah.
I don't want to be there. I mean, I don't want to discourage the team or anything like that, and I'm not talking down at the players or whatever, but it is a strain to sit up in that press box and watch every snap. I was thinking about it yesterday, like walking by the fans and just seeing them sit there in the stands, and it's 98 degrees and the sun's beaming down on their face, and thinking, my gosh, I can't imagine.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to come on this podcast and ever be like, oh, we need you there. If you don't need to be there, if you don't want to be there, I get it, man. I totally get it.
I don't know how many people was going to be there for Texas A&M.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
I mean, after two butt whoopings at Austin and Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So the other side.
Maybe they'll have a rallying effect to them like they did in 2020 when they went to Athens.
Maybe, but
the defense was.
A little different.
A little
number five, and this is sort of the opposite side of this coin, right? The first side of the coin is I can tell you that I don't blame you if you don't go.
You should have said we're going to talk about that when I said.
Yeah, I should have, but it doesn't matter. The other side of the coin is this: NIL is not why State lost Arizona State or Toledo. It's not. It had nothing to do with it. State was more talented than those teams. They should have beaten them. But when you look at the hole that State's in from a talent perspective, NIL is the only way State can dig out of it. And even if you're a person who's like, I think they should fire Jeff Lebby, well, you still have to have players for the next coach. So when you say, how does State dig out of this hole? How do they get better? NIL is the answer to that, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. It's twofold. It's NIL and it's keeping Jeff Lebby.
Yeah.
Which you look at the product on the field and you think, a lot of people's first thoughts are, yeah, you got to get a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just... The people I see that from the most are the people that just are kind of casual, and they just look at it as transactional, like you just get. But it just doesn't. You cannot have the turnover that Mississippi State's had since 2018, and expect there to be just no issues whatsoever.
Right.
Mississippi State has had a constant turnover at the head coaching position, and it's created some major issues, a ripple effect down the line that is kind of, you know, has got Jeff Lebby's hands tied here. And yes, there's certain things that are on Jeff Lebby. You know, the penalties, that's coaching to me. If you can't get your guys, you know, playing clean football, not holding on the offense, not having these like drive killing penalties that they're having, I think that falls on coaching, and that's something that they've got to get better at. But from a talent standpoint, that's not Jeff Lebby's fault that the defense is not talented. The guys that they got over there, they aren't the guys that might be athletic enough or talented enough to play on that side. They haven't been developed.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't played.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about John Lewis and how, you know, he's one of the more talented guys on defense. He hardly played in his first three seasons. Zach Arnett didn't get him on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a ripple effect down the line. So, it kind of sounds contradictory for us to say it's not an NIL issue, but NIL is what's going to give Mississippi State out of this. But that's 100% the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State does not lose to Toledo because Toledo had more NIL money than they did.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to lose badly to these other teams, and there's going to be a massive disparity in talent. And they've got to find a way to change that in a year or two.
Yeah.
And NIL and having to offer more money than a lot of other teams, that's what's going to pull them out of this. In the continuity, Jeff Lebby being able to stay around, and he's had some discipline issues to this point. I don't think that's even a surprise, because you've seen several players leave the team.
Mm-hmm.
What you're seeing right now, because we've seen some guys suspended too, you're seeing a coach that's having to lay down the law, put his foot down, and show players that this is his program and things are not going to be done a certain way. So you're going to have, you know, a year or two of Jeff Lebby being able to implement what he wants from a top-down deal within his program. And people don't want to hear that, but that's the nature of it.
Yeah. All right, last one. And goes back to what Robbie was saying. I hope you'll stay with us. You know, we're going to do our best. We're going to try to make this entertaining. Try to have as much fun as we possibly can. Basketball will be with us sooner rather than later.
Thank God.
It's going to be a tough 8 weeks getting through this. You know, these Monday shows. I know, you know, when State loses a game, these Monday shows tend to do well because people want to hear us go off. But, like, I'm at the point now where it's like, what am I doing? I'm not going to be here on air every week just telling you, just crushing them, because what's the point?
We did that in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, like, the 2022, we had some zingers.
Mm-hmm.
And then early 2023, and then it just got to the point where it's just like, what can we say anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, 2022, I remember switching to football in, like, mid-March. Just been like, yeah, we're just checked out. There's no point. This is a little different, but, you know.
And basketball is kind of like that with Howland. Like,
yeah.
Switched
to baseball pretty quick sometimes, yeah.
And I don't know, eventually it's probably going to get to the point where people are just like, I can't listen to this anymore.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't.
Hope it doesn't happen. We're going to try to make it entertaining. We'll try to have some fun.
We are not skipping the Rumblings again.
No, the Rumblings are
– We got to give people a break.
We may do a Rumblings week. Every week.
At least like 2 days during a week. Like,
yeah.
Let's just do a Rumblings.
Let's do some Rumblings, yeah. So, all right.
Yeah.
We hope you'll stay with us. That's my main thing. So. I will not blame any fan who says I'm not coming to the game, but I will blame you if you say I'm not listening to Thunder and Lightning. I will blame you. I'm going to blame some of the people in this room.
Support us.
And that I do not forgive.
Support us.
All right. Let's talk about something important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for Closers is brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Pricedale.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
Hey, they have the sign is back upright.
Yeah.
It looks really nice,
that's
too.
Awesome.
And and we've seen some updates inside Strange Brew.
Yeah.
Was over there the other day, got me a cookies and cream milkshake. Not the... I might boycott the Oreo cheesecake for right now.
Why is that?
Because it has not been
changed the name.
Named. Yeah.
We'll get it done. Don't worry.
But I will not be boycotting Churn and Spoon. I know that much.
I got you. Ooh, I don't know. Who is this guy?
I don't know, but I need somebody else's misery.
Dennings? Gosh, dog it.
I need somebody else's misery other than mine.
Juwan Jennings' his second touchdown catch. I'm still predicted to win, but I've gone from a 70% favorite to a 50% favorite.
I have three leagues, and I'm...
I need A-Chain to start doing something.
I'm struggling in all of them.
Also, I've been playing. I played follow the Panthers, and I got the Raiders defense this week, and they've already given up 14 points. So that's great. Coffee is for closers. No coffee for Coleman Hutzler. That should come as no surprise. Just a miserable performance. This defense is so bad. I knew it was going to be bad, and yet even I was surprised at how bad it is. And then I can't get over.
And we both thought, you know, they might have a chance to be better than people say.
Yeah,
what a bunch of idiots we are.
But that video going around, again, I definitely suggest you check it out. It's just incredible. It's unbelievable to watch.
He needs to go break down the Arizona State film because that was just exhausting to watch.
Yeah. Nationally, I got an SEC team. I got two SEC teams here. So
good.
In the SEC, it's got to be Auburn, right?
Yes. Hugh Freeze, specifically.
Although... Yeah, kudos to Sam Pittman. I embrace the Hog. I'm now a game up in the pot in the pick'em. But now we got Freeze throwing everybody under the bus, which led to Bo Wallace deciding to stop what he was doing and have some words on Twitter.
Which
apparently last year, by the way, Bo Wallace was on Twitter saying what a great cultural
he
builder.
Did. What like
he just
that
never,
guy's
I never
just
know
losing it.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, he blasted him. He definitely got a text message from
Hugh
saying
say
he's praying for him.
I saw somebody tweet this, and it's true. This team, if Malzahn was still there, because Malzahn would have a quarterback,
yeah,
they would be really good.
They got players.
They got players, but they are just.
They
just
got like 3 5 stars last year, wide receiver.
And there just can't be any sweeter justice than John Cohen having to hire Hugh Freeze, who you know he hates, and then watching it fall apart. That's just beautiful.
Well, the thing about Hugh Freeze, too, and we saw it at Ole Miss. We used to call it out all the time, and then Ole Miss people would get so mad, and now they're jumping on board.
Yeah.
Is every single time they lose a game,
it's somebody else's fault. It's never Hugh Freeze's fault.
Somebody was calling the plays. The quarterback, like, I've never seen a coach throw his players under the bus as much as Hugh Freeze does.
Yeah.
But then you have, like, Chris Jones shouting him out. People talk about, like, they love him, and then the coach by him, and they can't stand him.
Yeah.
So I just, like... That always gets me, is every time they lose, it's the player's fault or one of his assistants didn't call a good game.
Yeah.
Never his fault.
Last one.
Humble yourself, Hugh.
It's the national one. I almost went with USC. I did think USC blew it yesterday. That Michigan team is not that good.
No.
Oklahoma, welcome to the SEC. Did you watch that game?
I watched most of it, yeah.
Tell me if you think I'm off.
I thought it was going to be worse than that.
I think Heupel took it easy on him.
He did.
I think he was like, this is where I play. This is my alma mater. I still have a lot of friends and family here. I could win this game by 40 if I wanted to, but I don't need to. I think Heupel, because, I mean, he ran the ball more than he's ever run it before.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so that game, I mean, they got the late touchdown to make it look a little closer, but Tennessee was never in any danger in that game.
I'll tell you what's been impressive about Tennessee is their defense.
They've been really. They have the best front, the best defensive line in college football.
They might be the second most complete team. I feel like Georgia's the most complete team.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee might be the
Ohio
second
State's
most complete.
Pretty complete.
Yeah, I was talking about the SEC.
Oh, in the SEC. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Ohio State's probably right there with Georgia. That might be the most talented roster they've had.
You know who plays each other this week, right?
Do what?
You know who plays each other this week, right?
Bama and Georgia.
No, Auburn and Oklahoma.
Ooh.
Something's got to give. Oklahoma at Auburn.
Auburn's offense being as bad as it's been under Freeze is kind of
strange.
Yeah, because his say what you will about him, his offense has been good.
Yeah.
At Ole Miss and Liberty,
got no quarterback. But that's on him. He should have gone out in this transfer portal and gotten a quarterback.
That's what's so crazy about it is like he was so quick to make the change at quarterback after being adamant that Peyton Thorne was his guy. If you trust in him so much, then why won't you ride with him? And yesterday he pulled Hank Brown out. Yep. So
that's the freeze way. So
they got issues.
There you go. All right, tomorrow's show we'll recap Leppy's press conferences. We'll have our SEC picks. And if anything else pops up between now and then, we'll be happy to talk about it. Guys, have a great Monday. Back with you soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Mississippi Media Production.